وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We're going to take the class, the lesson from the book أصول السنة للإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى: والإيمان بالميزان يوم القيامة كما جاء: يوزن العبد يوم القيامة فلا يزن جناح بعوضة، وتوزن أعمال العباد كما جاء في الأثر. الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى said in this book أصول السنة, and to believe in the scales on the day of judgment means from the foundations of the Sunnah, from the binding Sunnah, is to believe in the scales on the day of judgment, as it comes in the Hadith. A slave will be weighed on the day of judgment, and he will not equal the weight of a mosquito's wing. A slave will be weighed on the day of judgment, and he will not be equal. He will not equal the weight of mosquito's wing. This hadith is collected by Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. Also, that the slave's action will be weighed as well, as it comes in a narration قال رحمه الله تعالى والإيمان به والتصديق به والإعراض عمن رد ذلك وترك مجادلته. Believing in it, affirming it, opposing anyone who rejects it, and shining argumentation with such a person. So in this mas'ala, one of the marrs that Ahlul Sunnah differ the people of Bid'ah is to believe bil mizan, to believe the scale, that there is on the day of judgment a scale to scale the people, to scale the one's action, the person himself, and one's book. So everyone will be placed on a scale. Also his actions, also his book, the one his actions was written in. All these three things will be scaled on the day of judgment. That's why Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْمِيزَانِ, and believing the scale, يوم القيامة, on the day of judgment. كما جاء في الحديث, يوزن العبد يوم القيامة. The slave will be weighed on the day of judgment. فلا يزن جناح بعوضة. He will not equal the mosquito's wing. In another narration, وَتُوزَنُ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ. Another hadith, وَتُوزَنُ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ. And the actions of the slaves will be weighed. In another authentic hadith, the person himself. The Sahabi called Abdullah al-Mas'ud radiallahu anhu had skinny shine. And one day he climbed into the tree called Arak, the one to get the siwak from. And a wind came and it moved the tree, and the Sahabi was about to fall. And the Sahaba, some of the Sahaba, they laughed at him, because it's very skinny shine. The Prophet ﷺ said that the leg of Ibn Mas'ud is heavier on the scale on the day of judgment than the mountain of Uhud. Even though all these will weigh the same, his actions, the person himself, and also his book. There are angels writing everything we do in it. The book will be brought on the day of judgment and will be placed on the scale as well. Allah said in His Quran, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. So people will be in three groups, three categories. One group, their righteous actions will overweigh their evil actions. They will enter Jannah without punishment. Another group, their righteous actions and evil actions will be equal. They are called Ashab al-A'raf. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, doesn't admit them to Jannah, since their righteous actions and evil actions are equal, they will be in between, in Jannah and hellfire, sometime. Then they will enter Jannah by the mercy of Allah. The third group are those who their evil actions are more heavier than their righteous actions. And these are two groups. One group are disbelievers. They go to hellfire and will be there in forever. The second group, who their righteous actions are lighter than their evil actions, are Muslims. That group are also two groups, a group whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them out of His mercy and bounty. So they will not enter hellfire, they will go to Jannah. And the other group will go to hellfire, even though they are Muslims, but they commit a major sin and they didn't repent from it. They go to hellfire, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, after some time will make them out of it and they will enter Jannah. So Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah do believe, as in the Quran and in the Sunnah, that there are scales on the day of judgment. Some Ahl Bid'ah, some of the people of innovation, they rejected, saying it doesn't make sense how actions can be weighed. Doesn't make sense how the person can be weighed, and the like. But since Ahl Sunnah, they believe the narrations, they believe the Quran, and preferring narrations, authentic narrations, they accept it. How? They don't say it. They don't say كيف. They don't say لما and why. They say آمنا بالله وبما جاء عن الله عز وجل. So they believe whatever from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this is one mas'ala. فان امام احمد سار والايمان به believing in it in Sunday school والتصديق به affirming it والاعراض عمن رد ذلك and turning away from whoever rejected that وترك مجادلته and leaving off arguing with him. Anyone who rejected that, he say no, on the day of judgment there is no iskal because of so and so, not to argue with him. Since the ayat and the ahadith of the Prophet Sallam is a proof for the existence of iskal on the day of judgment on the person, on his action, in his book, whoever after that argue, don't debate with him, don't argue with him. Because, as Imam Ahmed mentioned, the sunnah is not upon argument. The sunnah is not affirmed through arguments and philosophy, rather through al-ittiba', following. And those are the true believers. Whatever in the book of Allah, whatever in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it's regard to the sahaba, to the companion, regard to the iskal, regard to the any other matter, they believe it. سمعنا وأطعنا. They say we hear and we obey. Then Imam Ahmad said, وأن الله تعالى يكلم العباد يوم القيامة ليس بينهم وبينه ترجمان والإيمان به والتصديق به. وأن الله تعالى means from the foundations of the Sunnah, from the binding Sunnah, that anyone who doesn't accept, doesn't believe, he will not be from the people of Sunnah. He said, "Anna Allah Ta'ala yukallimu al-ibad." To believe that Allah, the Almighty, will speak to the slaves. Allah, the Almighty, will speak to the slaves. When? Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of judgment. Laysa baynahum wa baynahu tarjuman. No, there is no between them and Allah Azza wa Jal interpreter, turjuman. No turjuman, no interpreter. Naam. No interpreter. Interpreter, yes. So no interpreter between them. والإيمان به والتصديق به. Believing it and affirming it. This is one of the masail that al-bid'ah, some of the deviators differ al-sunnah. That on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will speak to the slave. ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه يوم القيامة. No one of you but his Lord will speak to him on the day of judgment. ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان. No interpreter between Allah and that person. Imam Ahmad said, والإيمان به والتصديق به. Believe in it, affirm in it. Ahlul Sunnah, they don't say how. They believe it because of the authentic narrations. Also, this is a proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. Azza wa Jal. Then Imam Ahmad said, rahimahullah, والإيمان بالحوض وأن لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حوضا يوم القيامة ترد عليه أمته عرضه مثل طوله مصيرة شهر آنيته كعدد نجوم السماء على ما صحت به الأخبار من غير وجه. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said also al-imanu bil-hawd, believing the hawd. Also to believe from the sunnah is to believe in the hawd. The hawd is the cistern or fountain. And that messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has hawd, that his ummah, his followers will come to on the day of judgment. its worth is like its length, which is equal to a month's journey. Its vessels are like the number of stars in the sky. This hadith collected by Imam Muslim. Imam Ahmad said, as has been authentically reported in various narrations. In various narrations, means mutawatir. So to believe the hawd, the cistern or fountain, where the believers will drink water from it, and if they do so, they will never be thirst after that. And that hawd is in the sight of the day of judgment, before they enter Jannah. Also, after they enter Jannah, there is the Kawthar of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this cistern or fountain is outside the Jannah. It comes from the Jannah. The source is from the Jannah. It is the Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. So only Prophet's followers will drink from it. Even some of the innovators, some of those who commit major sin, will not drink from it. Imam Ahmad said, his ummah, Prophet's ummah will come to and on the day of judgment. Its worth is like its length, which is equal to a month's journey. Its vessels are like the number of stars in the sky, as has been authentically reported in various narrations. So many companions narrated this hadith, Al-Hawd. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that he will see a group of people approaching him because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam will welcome his followers to drink from the Hawd. But those people will be taken away. Then he will say, Ashabi, Ashabi. My companion. Then he will be said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You do not know what they invented after you. You do not know what they invented after you. So, it is a people who innovate. Whether this innovation leads to kufr, disbelief, or it leads to less than disbelief, but an innovation. It is known when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, some of the people left Islam. Some of the people left Islam. Among them, those who they rejected the zakah. They said the zakah was only for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they say no zakah anymore. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said he want to fight them, Umar said, how do you fight them? They say, la ilaha illallah. How you fight them? People who say, la ilaha illallah. Abu Bakr said, if they differentiate between salah and zakah, I will fight them. Anything they used to give to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if it is a robe they don't give, I will fight them. Then Umar realized that Abu Bakr was firm. He was upon haq. Then the Sahaba, they agree with him, and they fight those people. Also from those who deviate and fell into kufr, those who believe Musaylamatul Kadhab. This Musaylama, who even at the life of the Prophet ﷺ claimed to be a messenger of Allah. He sent a message to the Prophet ﷺ saying, you are the messenger of Allah and I am the messenger of Allah. Let us share. So he's called Musaylamatul Kadhab, liar. This man had a lot of followers also. And many Sahaba, they died to fight him. And that was the cause of Abu Bakr writing down the Quran, commanding the Sahaba, Zayd bin Thabit and others to write down the Quran. Because Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before him, Hudhayfa, one of the Sahaba, who was the one who suggested to Abu Bakr to write down the Quran, because the Qurra, Quranic reciters, they die in Yamama fighting this man who claimed the prophethood, Musaylama. It was said 500 Qurra, they die there. So who was the Sahabi who said he feared the Quran may be missed if those Quranic reciters die? Who was he? Umar radiallahu anhu. And he suggested that to Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr, at the beginning, he was hesitant, but Umar insisted on. Then Abu Bakr accepted. He called those Sahaba, Ubay ibn Ka'ab, Zayd ibn Thabit, and the other. Zayd ibn Thabit first. Zayd ibn Thabit, he said, was easy for him to take a mountain, then write it down, the Quran, doing what Prophet ﷺ didn't do it. Meaning write it down in one place, in one book, in one kitab. Otherwise, the Quran was being written at the life of the Prophet ﷺ. Sahaba used to write the Quran. Yes, especially even the beginning, Sahaba used to write the hadith. Prophet ﷺ, he told them, don't write hadith. Anyone who write any hadith from me, erase it. To just to focus on writing the Quran. Then after time, Prophet ﷺ, he commanded the Sahaba to write even the hadith. Therefore, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, he used to write everything Prophet ﷺ was saying. Some people from Quraysh, they said, how you write everything Prophet ﷺ is saying? Prophet ﷺ, he is a human, he get mad. Then he said, فَأَمْسَكْتُ عَنِ الْكِتَابَةِ, I refrained from writing, I stopped. Until he asked the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and told him that's what they say. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, held his tongue, and he said, أُكْتُبْ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا حَقٍ. He said, write it down, by what the one whom my soul is in his hand, nothing comes out of this, but truth. Meaning Prophet ﷺ doesn't say but truth. As Allah said in Quran, in وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. So Sahaba, they were writing the Quran, they were writing the hadith, but where? In different places. Sometimes on wood, sometimes on rock, sometimes on other things, on the date palm. Each one used to, some of them, they used to memorize, like Abu Huraira, memorize by heart. So they also used to memorize. So many people left Islam. Some of them, they left Islam for other reasons. All of them, the Sahaba fought them. Alhamdulillah, many of them returned to the deen of Islam. So the point here is some of the people who are from the Muslims, who will try to drink from the house of the Prophet ﷺ, will be rejected. They will not be allowed because they innovated. إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, I will say then, فَصُحْقًا صُحْقًا لِمَنْ بَدَّلَ بَعْدِي. فَصُحْقًا صُحْقًا لِمَنْ بَدَّلَ بَعْدِي. So those who change after Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, then صُحْقًا means far, distance. The ulama, they believe this is the house of the Messenger ﷺ, it exists, and it is haq, and it is truth. فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ لَا يَضْمَأُ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. Many hadith with regard to this issue. Then Imam Ahmad said, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِعَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ وَأَنَّ هَذِي الْأُمَّةَ تُفْتَنُ فِي قُبُورِهَا وَتُسْأَلُ عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ رَبُّهُ وَمَنْ نَبِيُّهُ وَيَأْتِيهِ مُنْكَرٌ وَنَكِيرٌ كَيْفَ شَاءَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَكَيْفَ أَرَادَ وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَالتَّصْدِيقُ بِهِ. Another Mas'ala, Imam Ahmad said, والإيمان بعذاب القبر and believing the punishment of the grave. Believing the punishment of the grave. There is a punishment of the grave for the disobedient who commit a major sin and doesn't make tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive him. There is a punishment of the grave. Ahlul Bid'ah, they rejected some of them. They say, no, there's no punishment in the grave. Say, how there's punishment? They opened the grave, they didn't find anybody being punished. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. But Ahlul Sunnah, they believe, because Allah mentioned in the Quran, and Allah mentioned in the Surah, and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in his Sunnah, that there is a punishment of the grave. Who can remind us one ayah from the Quran showing the punishment of the grave? نعم. أحسنتم. بارك الله فيكم. In Surah, which Surah is that? Surah Ghafir. النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخل آل فرعون أشد العذاب. In this verse, Allah mentioned that hellfire is being exposed to the followers of Fir'aun. Fir'aun and those who follow him, every morning and every evening, hellfire is being exposed to them. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ The day the sa'a, the hour established, أَدْخِلُوا أَهْلَ فِرْعَوْنَ يُقَالُ لَهُمْ They will be said to all the followers of Fir'aun enter أشد العذاب, the worst of punishment. So they are now in punishment. Every morning, every evening. Punishment coming from an-nar, hellfire. An-nar yu'radun alayha ghuduwan wa'ashiyan. Hellfire is being exposed, displaced to them morning and evening. So this is a punishment. But that's not the biggest. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ أَدْخِلُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ And when the Sa'a established, on the day of judgment, they will be said, enter أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ The worst and most severe punishment. So they are in a punishment in this worldly life, in their graves. But the one in the hereafter, قُلْنَا رُجَهَنَّ مَشَدُّ حَرَّ Another verse showing the punishment of the grave. نعم. طيب. Many hadith, many narrations from that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. Hadith ru'ya, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw in a dream, and the dream of the Prophet's is revelation. That two men took him who were angels and they show him what's happening. From that, someone who was being punished because of what? Who remembered the hadith? Because of? That is another hadith. Okay. So yes, Prophet ﷺ, he come across, he passed by a grave, two people, and he said they are being punished. وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ فَأَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ وَأَمَّا الْآخَرَ فَكَانَ لَا يَسْتَنْزِهُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned these two people in these two graves, they are being punished. Why one of them? He used to instigate people. Instigations. He said this and make people have conflicts. It's a major sin. It's one of the most causes of the punishment of the grave. An-namima, instigations. Wal-iyadu billah. Some people, this is their job. They're very good with instigations. Very good. Even some of the students of knowledge, Wallahu al-musta'an, very good in instigating between the people of knowledge. If any one of them enter a city or a class, fitna. He's very good with, wal-iyadu billah. Going to that, sheikh, taking, he said this one said this. People united, love one Allah for the sake of Allah. Upon khair, upon sunnah, you find they have big fitna because of instigations. There are some people, some women, they instigated the issue. They destroyed the house of the people. One of the brothers told me that what his wife, she did to him, he couldn't understand. They ended up divorced. After time, she regretted. She told him, there was a woman with such and such, there was the one who was behind. She was young, she was taking consultation from that old woman, and that old woman was intentionally destroying that house. And she told him, you are the 26th house I broke down. 25 house she already, this was the 26th. Some people, wal'iyadu billah, they love the evil. There are people who are very wealthy. At least they have more than what suffices them. Some of them, they rich, still they steal. There are some men who marry 4 wives, still they commit zina. And the like, there is a king there who is a liar. Why he needs to lie? And the like, there is an only man who is zani. There is a faqir, a poor, who is arrogant. So, the instigation is one of the causes of the punishment of the grief. The other one, لا يستنزه من البول, somebody who doesn't distance himself from the urinate. This is allowed in this environment, especially with the disbelievers. Urinate is standing everywhere, their clothes, anything. This is one of the most cause of the punishment of grief. But the hadith of Ru'ya in Sahih al-Bukhari, that's different. Who remember one of the punishments of the hadith of Ru'ya? Naam. Yes? Excellent. Spreading lie. Lying. يَبْلُغُ الْآفَاقِ He lied. Today, social media, TV, name it, radio, all these things. One is lying. He's lying all over the world. See what happened with coronavirus. What do you believe? What do you don't believe? Contradictive things which can both never be true. One of it must be true. You don't know who you believe. Because some of them are spreading lies, misinformations, knowingly. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ One time, someone sent to me a video. Those people, they claim that such company, the food they make, they added to urinate. And they bring to you the visual things. SubhanAllah, how they do this? This is what they do. A'udhu billah. I will never drink these things. And then someone sent to me the same one, but the origin. The origin, they changed only that part. SubhanAllah. So the lying is very dangerous. Someone to lie, تبلغ الآفاق, it reaches the corners of the earth. That one he will be punished until the day of judgment in the grave. والعياذ بالله. Another one, riba, the one who consumed the riba, he will swim in a blood, a river of blood. Whenever he tried to come out, an angel threw him stone to his, hit his mouth, take it back to the where he from. Then he started swimming from there until the day of judgment in the mirror of the blood. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Fourth, third one. Az-zina, those people who commit zina. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Fire is coming from under them. The other one, the one who oversleep from the Salatul Maktuba. The one who is oversleep intentionally from the mandatory prayer, his head will be smashed. Angel is smashing, destroying the head. Then he goes to get the, to grab the stone, the rock back, the angel, to hit with this man. Before he does that, the head already healed. Then he is smashed. He does that till the day of judgment. That is the punishment of the grief. So it exists. It's in Bukhari. Ahlul Sunnah, they believe. Therefore, Prophet ﷺ, he said, تعوذ بالله من عذاب القبر. Seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grief. Even it's in التحيات. اللهم إني أعوذ تعوذ بالله من أربع. Some of the ulama like Ash-Shaykh al-Albani, they believe it's mandatory to seek refuge with Allah from four in your tashahud. So Ahl-Sunnah, they believe there is a punishment of the grave for the sinners whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive them. And on the other hand, هناك نعيم القبر, the blessings and the joy in the grave. نعم, نعيم القبر. Hadith al-Bara is mentioned, Prophet mentioned in detail. One day, janaza, someone was being buried, it took time. Then Prophet ﷺ, he was sitting, Sahab, they were sitting around him, except those who were digging the grave. And then he ﷺ mentioned what happened when someone's soul is being taken away. The angel of mercy taking one's soul, how they honor that soul, everything. Until the angel is come, how the grave is larger, how a carpet from Jannah, how a cloth from Jannah, how a window from Jannah is, all that for those righteous people. نسأل الله الكريم بفضل أن يجعلنا منهم. And as for the other, the one who the angel of punishment are taking the soul from him severely, then all the way to the, until the angels Munkar wa Nakir come and the punishment start for him from there. So the Adab al-Qabr is haq, is truth. And the Na'im al-Qabr is true. Then the Shaykh said, وَأَنَّ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, and that this ummah will be tuftan, will be put into trial in these graves. There's fitna, trials in the graves. Which is, وَتُسْأَلُ عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ, will be asked about the faith. وَالْإِسْلَامِ, about the Islam. وَمَنْ رَبُّهُ, person will be asked, who is his Lord? وَمَنْ نَبِيُّ, who is his prophet? So a person will be asked these three questions. مَنْ رَبُّكُ وَمَا دِينُكُ وَمَنْ نَبِيُّكُ أو وَمَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ, who is your Lord? As Sheikh Fawzan said here, Lord means إله. يعني من الكلمات اجتمعت افترقت وإذا افترقت اجتمعت. There are some words like إله, رب, is only one of it is mentioned. The other one is meaning include. But if two is mentioned, yes, two is mentioned, each one has separate meaning. إله and رب. So here, من ربك, who is your Lord, is not being asked only about the Lordship, but also about Uluhiyah. Who do you worship? And then who is your prophet? And then what's your religion? Who is your prophet? The Shaykh said, وَيَأْتِيهِ مُنْكَرٌ وَالنَّكِيرٌ. مُنْكَرٌ وَالنَّكِيرٌ, those two angels will come to the person. The Shaykh said, كَيْفَ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, however Allah wishes. وَكَيْفَ أَرَادَ, however Allah wants. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ, believe in it, وَالتَّصْدِيقُ بِهِ, affirming it. To believe there is this trial, questions in the grave. So in the grave there are three things. What are they? عذاب القبر أو نعيمه, فتنة القبر, ضغطة القبر. So فتنة القبر, the questions in the grave is to everybody. Also ضغطة القبر, the قبر is squeezing the person, is to everybody as well. Everyone. But the punishment of the grave is not for everyone. Some of them, the righteous ones, na'im, blessings in the grave. And some people, punishment in the grave, whether they are disbelievers or they are Muslims. So there is, though, are these three things. ضغطة القبر, which is the قبر squeezing the person. Some ulama said, is this a punishment? They say, even though it hits the righteous one, this, the qabr one, it hitting the person. They say, but this is to the righteous person, even though this happened, but to him, they say it is not pain. Just like they say, because the earth is where we have been created from. So earth is our mother. So just like a mother, she get back her child, she rush him to the chest to hug. The child may be hit by her, but this is out of mercy, out of kindness. But still the child may feel. They say it's like that with the righteous one, that the earth is welcoming back. منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم. You've been created from, and we return it to you. We return you to it. So, and also the na'im al-qabr, and also fitnatu al-qabr, the questions. The angels will ask these questions. Who you used to worship? What the answer will be? Someone will be accepted from he was worshiping Jesus, or he was worshiping Jailani, or Ali, or Hussein, or so and so, Sheikh Fulan. La, ibadah for Lillahi wahda. The second, who is your prophet? Someone says so and so scholar, it will not help him. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will be asked about the messenger, we will be asked for about Tawheed, about Allah Azza wa Jal, then about the messenger. We will ask about the religion. What do you take as a religion? Then the Shaykh said, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِشَفَاعَةِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَبِقَوْمٍ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ النَّارِ بَعْدَ مَحْتَرَقُوا وَصَارُوا فَحْمًا فيؤمر بهم إلى نهر على باب الجنة كما جاء في الأثر كيف شاء الله وكما شاء إنما هو الإيمان به والتصديق به. Imam Ahmad rahmahullah ta'ala said also, means from the foundation of the Sunnah to believe in the prophetic intercession on the day of judgment. And to believe that people will exit the hellfire after being scorched and becoming charcoal. What is this? Becoming? Yeah. Charcoal, barakallah. Then they will be commanded to be brought to a river at the door of paradise, as it comes in the narration. This is how Allah wills. It is how Allah wills. So it is only for us to believe and hold this to be truth. So again, what Imam Ahmad said, from the foundation of the Sunnah to believe in the prophetic intercession on the day of judgment, meaning that the Prophet ﷺ will make shafa'ah. And to believe that people will exit the hellfire after being scorched and becoming charcoal. That they will be commanded to be brought to a river at the door of paradise, as it comes in the narration. This is how Allah wills. So it is only for us to believe and hold this to be truth. So in this chapter, Imam Ahmad, he talk about the intercession. Intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make shafa'ah, intercession, for some of the people. Also angels will make shafa'ah, intercession. Prophets will make shafa'ah. Some of the righteous will make shafa'ah. to believe that. The Shafa'ah of the Prophet ﷺ is, the ulama they mention, is about 6 or 7, or Prophet has different Shafa'at intercessions. The biggest one, Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, is when people stand how many years? 50,000 years under the heat of the sun. Except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them under his throne. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. The rest under the heat of the sun. 50,000 years. Then they will ask one another, who do we ask to make shafa'ah for us? So they go to Prophet Adam. He tell them, go to Prophet Nuh. Then he tell them to go to Prophet Ibrahim. Then he tell them to go to Prophet Musa. Then he tell them to go to Prophet Isa. Then he tell them to go to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Everyone mentioning an excuse, except the Prophet Isa. He only turned to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make sujood, prostration for Allah, and Allah will teach him in that spot something Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never taught, to praise Allah. Then Allah will command the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to raise his head, to ask, to make shafa'ah, his intercession will be accepted. Then people will be judged between them. That's the biggest shafa'ah. That is the biggest shafa'ah, the biggest intercession anyone has it on the day of judgment. It is for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is another type of shafa'ah intercession. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make it. Who remember one? Yes. Naam. Intercession for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other than the big one. Some people who would have entered hellfire to be safe. Okay, the people of Jannah to enter Jannah. Naam, the people of Jannah to enter Jannah. Naam. Naam, some people who are from the people of Jannah to be given higher level in Jannah. Also, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes shafa'ah for his non-Muslim uncle. And he's the only one, the only disbeliever who will receive shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his uncle, Abu Talib, who used to help him a lot. And that shafa'ah will lighten his punishment in hellfire. It will not make him out of hellfire. No disbeliever will be out of hellfire ever. Wal-iyadu billah. So Prophet ﷺ, he makes shafa'ah. Also, from the shafa'ah, the one Imam Ahmad mentioned here, وَبِقَوْمِ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ النَّارِ بَعْدَمَ احْتَرَقُوا وَصَارُوا فَحْمًا. Some people who will be in hellfire will be burned, نعم, until they become charcoal. جزاكم الله خير. These people, they come out by shafa'ah. The Khawarij, they deny that. They don't believe the Shafa'ah. They believe whoever enter hellfire, the Khawarij and Mu'tazila, will never be out of it. They believe the one who commit major sin and doesn't repent, they believe he will enter hellfire, will never ever be. Ahl Sunnah, they believe no. Some of the believers will enter hellfire and they will be out of it. No believer will remain in Jannah, in hellfire ever. With Allah's Rahmah, Subhanah. So this is shafa'ah. Also the prophets, they make shafa'ah. As for this Prophet ﷺ, he said, he makes Allah ﷺ a different time shafa'ah for the people in hellfire to be made out of the hellfire. Each time he said, ﷺ, فَيَحُدُّ لِي حَدًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make for me a limit. Naam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will specify for the Prophet ﷺ who he should make from hellfire. Make from hellfire so and so. Prophet said he makes shafa'ah for those people. again, make shafa'ah for these people, out of hellfire for these people. The shafa'ah to receive it, whether it's from Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether it's from the other prophets, whether it's from the angels, all those they make shafa'ah. Whether it's from righteous people, some righteous parent will be in a higher level in Jannah. Others are in their children, friends are in lower level in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala na'am, will lift up those people who are in lower to their parents, for instance. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And the action is, and the status, the level of the higher ones will not be reduced. Rahmah from Allah to lift those who are lower to those who are up. This shafa'ah from a parent making, by the mercy of Allah, being taken to his children. Imam Sa'di, rahimahullah, amazing, he used that ayah. He understood from that ayah, it's good that the family to live the same area. You understand or you don't understand? Yes. The family, the father, the children, the brothers, and the like, to live on the same area. Not one in live in Makkah, another one he live in Islamabad, another one he live in Georgia. No, all of them to live in the same area. He said, because Allah mentioned in this ayah that the children will be lifted up to their parents who are up in the Jannah. He said, why? Because being together is so important. And even in the world life is so important. You find a father living somewhere, his son living another, the mother living, or what kind of life is? Very difficult life. People to live together, if it's able, because you help one another. Yes, some kids, they live in, their parents are leaving a land, and they are leaving another land. Hardship happened to the parents, sickness, they have to travel. Sometimes they cannot make it. Why not living together? Everything father need, mother need, you help. The brother need, the sister need, you help one another. Imam Ahmed, Imam Sheikh Sa'di, he used from that ayah, rahimahullah. The shafa'a, whether it's made by the Prophet or made by Prophet Isa or Musa or Ibrahim or anyone else, or angels, has two conditions. What are they? Who knows? First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permit the person or the one who making the shafa'a to make the shafa'a. Permission must come from Allah. Is this understandable? So no one will ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save someone or to hire the level or someone or to admit someone to the Jannah or to judge between anyone except after Allah give permission to that one to make shafa'ah. No one. The origin is even the prophets, Allahumma sallim, sallim, nafsi, nafsi, my soul, oh Allah, save me, oh Allah, save me. This is what prophets would say. So someone who is he himself needs safety, how can he ask, talk on behalf of someone else? So whoever making shafa'ah will make shafa'ah only after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permit him to do that. What's the wisdom behind that? Why? What's the wisdom behind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Prophet Sallam to make shafa'ah, to judge between people? Why? What's the wisdom? Yes? Excellent. Barakallahu fi Muawiyah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Prophet Sallam to make this great intercession in front of all human from Prophet Adam to the last one? After standing 50,000 years, people being judged will not be judged except after Prophet ﷺ makes shafa'ah. What's the wisdom? It's to show the status of Prophet ﷺ. It's honoring the one who making shafa'ah is being honored. Not only that one is being saved, not only is pleased, Allah is pleased with that one, whether prophet or angel, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving, is making in that status to make shafa'ah for other ones. So that's the wisdom. Other condition? Ahsanta Aba Wail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one being make shafa'ah for, the one being intercede for, to get the pleasure of Allah, as Allah to be pleased with. Allah to be pleased with the one the shafa'ah is being made for. Someone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want shafa'ah for, will not receive shafa'ah. He will not. What's the wisdom behind then making shafa'ah, that person receiving the intercession, is to have mercy on him, onto him, to have mercy upon him. So for the one who making the shafa'ah, to honor him. For the one who receiving the shafa'ah, to have mercy upon him. Otherwise, all of it is from Allah. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Say, لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ. شَفَاعَةُ مَرْفُوع. Why شَفَاعَةُ مَرْفُوع? قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ. نعم. مبتدأ مؤخر. أحسنت. Yes. صحيح. لله شبه الجملة خبر مقدم. على مذهب من الكوفيين أو البصريين. البصريين أما الكوفيين فيقولون الجار والمجرور لا يكون ماذا؟ لا يكون خبرا. أو الكوفيون هو العكس. نعم صحيح. فالشاهد قل لله شفاعة، تقديم ما حق التأخير يفيد الحصر. قل لله الشفاعة. To say the شفاعة intercession is only solely for Allah. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who can intercede except by the permission of who? Nobody. So it's from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Now many alleviators, they call the Madad Ya Jailani, they call the saint, they call the sheikh, his wife, they seek an intercession. What they say, في الحشر شافعنا محمد مجيل خلائق من جهنم. That's what they say in their celebrations for the birthday of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which itself is innovation. Who said that Prophet Hassan will make shafa'ah for you? Who said? Prophet Hassan will not make shafa'ah for you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't permit him that. Prophet Hassan will not make shafa'ah for you or anyone else except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't please with you to get the shafa'ah. So it is from Allah alone. So if we understand this, will we then ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make shafa'ah for us? Yes. Will we say, oh Ali or Hussein Jailani, make shafa'ah for us? It's not for him. It's not him. It's for Allah. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the shafa'ah through to his Prophet. For instance, so it's meaningless to ask other than Allah to make shafa'ah for you, because he cannot make. Even if he wants that, he will not make shafa'ah for if Allah doesn't allow him to do that. So the shafa'ah, قُلْ لِلَّهِ شَفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. It's only from Allah. Ask him alone. أَمِ اتَّخَذُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَةً قُلْ أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا أَمِ اتَّخَذُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَةً. So they are those who make the shafa'ah. Also, the prophets, they make shafa'ah, the angels, they make shafa'ah. Until the people who enter hellfire, anyone who has the smallest portion of faith, any amount of faith has it, will be out of hellfire. So the shafa'ah is haq, is truth. Shafa'atu haq. لمن أذن الله له تبارك وتعالى ورضي عنه. وكم من ملك في السماوات والأرض لا تغني شفاعتهم شيئا إلا من بعد أن يأذن الله لمن يشاء ويرضى. ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى. Angels will not make شفاعة except those whom Allah is pleased with. And they will not make شفاعة until Allah allowed them. So therefore the شفاعة intercession is for Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والله أعلم. صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.